The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 83. I said this earlier, if you were listening. I just have enormous respect for Nationwide Children's Hospital. It has become known as one of the premier children's hospitals in the world. We are indeed privileged to have this hospital in our community. Every time I drive through downtown, I'm just amazed at the growth. In the last, Joy and I have been here, 45, 46 years. The growth of Nationwide Children's Hospital is almost just unbelievable. Some of the finest physicians, technicians dealing with children and children's diseases in the world work at Nationwide Children's Hospital. And as I said earlier, twice we could honestly say they saved our son's life. We spent a great deal of our time in our son's first almost three years. We spent a great deal of time in the emergency room at Children's Hospital. They all knew us by first name. We knew them, and we received wonderful treatment. All right, but somebody has lost their mind. Somebody has lost their mind. Let me read a little bit of a news release from Children's Hospital about their On Our Sleeves movement. Now, you've probably seen that advertised on TV, a lot of awareness commercials about the On Our Sleeves movement. All right, listen to this. The past year has been exhausting and challenging for our mental health, especially for our kids. The mission of the On Our Sleeves movement is to provide every community in America with free informational resources necessary for breaking child mental health stigmas and educating families and advocates. In honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, On Our Sleeves has kicked off an ambitious goal to get these resources into 1 million classrooms across the country through the Million Classroom Project. These resources will be given to our educators who can help support and uplift our children. And, of course, it says there are several ways you can get involved with the Million Classroom Project, support teachers, parents, and children across America. All right? Children do suffer from mental health issues, and this whole pandemic thing has been devastating on kids. Unnecessarily so, by the way, but that's a topic for another time. Then I read this. Are you ready? This is from Children's Hospital. We are thrilled to welcome drag queen, actor, and singer-songwriter Nina West to the On Our Sleeves movement. She became the most Googled drag queen in the world from 2020 to 2021. After she rose to national prominence in 2019 with her appearance on VH1's Emmy-winning show, RuPaul's Drag Race. Our newest champion. We're talking about a drag queen. We're talking about, and by the way, a drag queen is usually not even transgender. They're most, almost all drag queens are men, biological, anatomical men who are not transitioning to be a woman. They don't believe they are a woman. They're just so mentally confused. They feel that they have this urge to dress and act like a woman. For most of history, these people, and I'm trying to be kind and compassionate here, but these people have been treated as people with a mental disorder. They can't handle normal, natural situations, and so they create in their own mind an alter ego. Now, again, this used to be treated as a mental illness, a psychological disorder. Now, they're considered champions. Again, I'm quoting from Nationwide Children's Hospital. Our newest champion cares deeply about children's mental health and has a lot to say about kindness, too. You can read more about Nina and why she's advocating for the On Our Sleeves movement. Now, first, he is not a she. Again, this is not a transgender person like Caitlyn Jenner, who is really Bruce Jenner, who demands, no, I am really a female. I've transitioned. That's not a drag queen. A drag queen is a man dressed up as a woman. Most drag queens do not believe they are a woman trapped in a man's body. It's an alter ego that they have invented. Now, we can go on and on about drag queens and the morality of it, the immorality of it, the perversion of it, and so we can go on and on about that. But here's the important thing. How is this going to help children? Having a man dressed up like a woman sit in front of them. How is that going to help a child's mental health? Hey, mommy, is that a man or a dad or a woman? Well, honey, it's a man dressed up like a woman. Well, but is he? Why is he dressed up like a woman? Well, because I guess that's what he wants to do. Well, is that normal, mommy? For men to dress up like what? Daddy doesn't do that. Should daddy dress up like a woman? I double dog dare you to, in your wildest imagination, explain to me how this is going to help clarify children who are struggling with mental health issues. Up is down, down is up, left is right, right is left. This is one of the finest children's hospitals in the world, calling a drag queen a champion. This is just totally nuts. Just, and you know what? Local news media are going to love this. They're going to love, isn't that wonderful? No, it's not wonderful after all. It's strange. It is bizarre. It is abnormal. And ultimately and sadly, it's going to cause an enormous amount of confusion for the little children that it's supposed to help. But please remember, when you follow biblical principles, you have clarity. You have clarity. You may not even agree, you may not like it, but you at least know what's right and wrong. You have clarity. When you reject biblical principles, You have chaos. This is chaos, and children will suffer.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I've got to alert you of something, although most of you already know this. Prepare to be lied to by the mainstream media tonight. Prepare to be lied to by the mainstream media tonight. What about Israel? In the last 2 to 3 days, Hamas, which is classified by the European Union, Great Britain, the United States, and many other countries as a terrorist organization. That's very important that you hear that. Hamas, considered by the European Union, Great Britain, the United States, and many other countries as a terrorist organization. In the last 2 to 3 days, they have fired over 500 rockets into Israel from the Gaza Strip. Over 500 rockets. All of those. Listen to me carefully, because this is not what you're going to hear from the mainstream media tonight. All of them aimed not at military targets, but aimed at civilians. 500, over 500, have been fired into Israel, all of them aimed at civilian areas, none of them aimed at military targets. Now, Israel is responding. They always do. They are responding with overwhelming force. Now, what you're going to hear tonight is that Israel is the aggressor, and dozens of Palestinians, innocent Palestinians, have been killed. That's what you're going to hear tonight. Now, have dozens of innocent Palestinians been killed? And the answer is yes. Why is that? Because Hamas plants their military targets right smack in the middle of civilian communities. They put them in churches. Hamas puts rockets in schools, public buildings, apartment buildings, on the top of an public apartment building. The Israeli military is one of the finest militaries on planet Earth. And just like us in America, radar, they can trace where those rockets come from. And Israel responds and destroys those missile fortifications. But Hamas intentionally puts those rocket facilities in the midst of civilians. So in order to defend themselves, Israel has no choice in taking out those rocket facilities. Sadly, tragically, innocent people are killed. But that is the intent of Hamas. That's the intent. They don't care if civilians are killed. Because, remember, they're Muslims, and they're radical Muslims, and they believe that anybody killed for the cause of Islam goes straight to heaven. So in their warped religious belief, they are doing these innocent civilians, even children, they're doing them a favor by putting a rocket facility on top of your apartment building. And when the Israelis retaliate and knock out the rockets and you are killed, we just bought you a ticket to heaven. You should be thanking us. This is how warped and bizarre their thinking is. But you won't hear that in the mainstream media tonight. Someone just sent me a map from the Israeli Defense Ministry of all of the places where sirens are going off in Israel. The Defense Ministry said urgent, unprecedented rocket attack on Central Asia and Tel Aviv has started. And sirens are going off all over. The rockets do not have the capability of reaching Jerusalem, but they're going into Tel Aviv. And yes, innocent Israelis are being killed. The Iron Dome, which was developed with the help and the assistance of the United States, is an anti-rocket system, and it has taken out many, many, probably the majority of these rockets, but still many of them are landing and the innocent people are dying. Now, just last month, I want you to think about this seriously. Just last month, the Biden administration sent $235 million to the Palestinians, restoring part of the assistance that Donald Trump had said, excuse us, we're not going to send American dollars to a bunch of terrorists who are going to kill innocent Israelis. Takes a lot of money to buy these rockets. Just last month, the Biden administration provided $235 million to aid the Palestinians. Do I know how much of that money went to finance these rockets that are being fired into Israel? No. Nope, I don't. But common sense would tell you that it's not a coincidence that a month after there is a $235 million infusion into the Palestinians, we have the worst rocket attacks in Israel in over 10 years. And by the way, it's not an accident that this did not happen under the Trump administration. It's not. It is not an accident that the most ferocious attack on civilians in Israel in way over 10 years, probably much longer than 10 years, happens shortly after Joe Biden becomes president. Could it just be a coincidence? I guess it could be. Pray for the people in Israel. Pray for the leadership in Israel. The government of Israel is not exactly real stable right now, as most of you know. And please do not believe most of what you hear on the news tonight.